Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called Why Do Students Struggle with Failure? Let's dive in. What if I told you that every time a student says, "I can't do this," or refuses to try something new, they're actually protecting themselves from the one thing that could accelerate their learning the most? Today, we're tackling why students avoid risk and fear mistakes, and how reframing failure as learning builds the resilience they need to innovate. Here's what design thinking teaches us. Failure isn't the opposite of success. It's a step toward it. When students prototype, test, and iterate, they discover that breaking their ideas actually leads to better solutions. This fundamentally shifts our classrooms from places where mistakes are penalized to environments where they become valuable data points for improvement. The research backs this up beautifully. Carol Dweck's groundbreaking work on growth mindset shows us that students with fixed mindsets see failure as proof they're not smart enough. But students with growth mindsets view failure as information. Their brains literally get stronger through struggle. Neuroscience confirms this. The moment of making a mistake is precisely when the most learning happens. So, here's a tactical strategy you can implement immediately. Create failure parties. When students hit roadblocks, celebrate with 60 seconds of sharing what they learned from what didn't work. Use sentence stems like, "This attempt taught me," and "Next time, I'll try." This makes failure visible, normal, and valuable rather than something to hide. Let me share a real example. Last semester, my chemistry students were designing water filtration systems that kept failing spectacularly. Instead of getting frustrated, we created a beautiful failures gallery wall showing each iteration with lessons learned. One student's failed filter that let sand through sparked the insight that led three other teams to their breakthrough design. By semester's end, students were intentionally testing failure points to strengthen their solutions. This week, try replacing "that's wrong" with "what did that attempt teach us?" When students share mistakes publicly, they begin seeing failure as learning rather than judgment. This simple language shift transforms your classroom culture immediately. Innovation isn't just about creating new things, it's about developing the courage to try, fail, learn, and try again. When we teach students to embrace failure as feedback, we're preparing them for a lifetime of growth, adaptation, and resilience in whatever field they choose. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Want practical tools to bring innovation into your teaching? The companion workbook to Teaching Innovation in the Classroom will be packed with lesson plans and activities. Stay tuned at theinnovationteacher.com for the release.